Good morning. Happy everybody's here this morning. Hope everybody's had a really, really good week. Looks like some sunshine outside, so definitely thank God for that. We're going to be going Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and I'm going to actually start at verse 4. Let's pray, and then we'll go right in. Father, we honor you today. We thank you that you're exactly who that you say that you are. We thank you that you're good. You're full of love and grace and truth and mercy. Yahweh, this morning I pray that you will move me out of the way and speak to us in such a way that it will inspire us, it'll strengthen us, it'll give us peace. But more than anything, Lord, that you'll get the honor and praise that you deserve. You deserve all glory and honor. You are a good father, Lord. And I pray today for my brothers and sisters that you can show each one of us how to guard our hearts, that you can show each one of us how to have this peace that surpasses all understanding, that it just won't be a scripture that we quote, Lord, but that we'll truly be able to live it, that we'll truly be able to get to that place with you, that we have perfect peace. Yahweh, I pray that anything, any distraction or anything that gets in our way, I pray that you remove it in Jesus' name. And by faith, God, we settle these things in the Spirit. Amen. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, we have Paul writing back to the church at Philippi. And Paul, in his closing, he's giving God glory. He's telling the brothers and sisters, thank you for the gifts. It's a letter that he's writing back to the church to help encourage them, to help give them instruction. And in Philippians 4, verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. I want you to notice in the scripture, anytime Jesus or the word tells us to do something, then it repeats itself. There's double meaning there. We really, really need to pay attention to that. So when the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, again, I say rejoice. And later on in a couple of verses, Paul's about to tell us how to have peace. Today, I believe that's one of the first steps that you and I can learn how to guard our hearts. My title, if I had one today, would be to simply guard your heart. Last night, I had the privilege to go to my niece's basketball game, eight and under. And I watched these kids run around. Some of them could dribble. They were really, really good. And some of them, it's a process, we'll say. But as I watched them, some of them run around with purpose and some of them run around pretty much clueless. I noticed that the ones that were doing it on purpose, that were going to certain places on the floor on purpose, I noticed that the ones that were really good at offense typically were really, really good at defense. And instantly, as I began to watch the kids play, I noticed there was one particular girl that I'm not for sure how many steals she had, but it was a lot. She could pretty much take it from the other team at will. And I was watching her be able to guard her opponent. And at the right time, at the right moment, she would swoop in, take the basketball, and go shoot an easy layup on the other end. And this morning, as I was talking to God, and to be very, very honest, couldn't hear anything from the Lord. I didn't have anything that I necessarily wanted to teach or to preach about. God took me back to last night and he took me to that little girl and he was showing me how she was guarding her opponent. And then he takes me to Philippians. And I believe today, a lot of us love to talk about the scriptures, myself included. We love to say, God, give me that peace that surpasses all understanding. And we stop there. We stop at the prayer and sometimes we forget to put in the work that it takes in order to achieve what we're asking from God. Can God swoop down in his omnipresence and in all his goodness and give us whatever we're asking for? Absolutely. But sometimes God wants us to put in our effort. Sometimes God wants us to put in our faith. He wants to see our works in order to see our faith. And this little girl, as she was guarding her opponent, she had it down. I mean, it was really, really good. She knew at exactly the right time when to swoop in and take the ball from the opponent, because no doubt she had done it time and time again. But how many of us today would say that we've prayed the prayer to ask God to give us peace or ask God to give us joy, but we've stopped there? We've not done what the Bible says and rejoiced. And again, I say rejoice. One of the main reasons I believe God tells us to rejoice is that when you and I show appreciation to God, there's certain things that can't hang on to us. You see, I believe when I rejoice and tell God how thankful I am, then I can't feel sorry for myself. I can't get frustrated. I can't be angry. I can't remember all the day's troubles, because when I'm rejoicing, I'm so busy giving God the credit that He so rightfully deserves, other things literally fall off of me. You see, depression can't be in the presence of the Lord. A failure or feeling sorry for yourself or thinking that things will never get better, being hopeless, those things cannot be in the presence of the Lord. So when God tells us to rejoice, and again I say rejoice, it's not only for His benefit. You see, God, as being a good Father, knows how to give good gifts to us, and sometimes we don't understand. Last night we had to have a talk with Isabel. Thank God they're rare talks, because it breaks my heart. But we had to explain to her that sometimes when we ask her or tell her to do things, it's not only for our benefit. That sometimes she may not understand why we're telling her to do something, but we as parents understand things that she doesn't understand. We've lived 40 something years more than her. We've had life experiences. Sometimes she doesn't see the danger in this or the trouble in that or the future trouble in that. So we, as good parents, explain to her, don't do this or don't do this or go do this. And God, knowing that you and I need peace, we need rest, we need the joy of the Lord to be our strength. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. And I want to challenge you on this today. If you feel anxious or worried or anxiety or depressed or whatever it may be, I want to challenge you to begin to worship and praise our Lord and Savior. And in a few moments, I promise you, those feelings cannot come with you into the throne room. Those feelings can't come with you into the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So when Paul is telling the church at Philippi to rejoice, he's not telling them to just be happy. It has a deeper meaning than that. It means to think about the things that's going on around you, to think about the things that God has brought you out of time and time again, to think about what you deserve if it wasn't for the grace of God, to think about what you and I deserve if it wasn't for the mercy of God, and then I want you to get happy. Last week, I'm not sure if it was during the word or after the word, me and Coach Pardee were talking, and he had said, it gave me a great compliment. He had said, Alan, the reason I believe a lot of times you have these amazing stories of what God has done is because you're available to God. And what an amazing compliment. But if I'm going to tell my good stories, then I got to tell you a bad story or a story where I think I missed it. I know I missed it. Last night I went to the grocery store after the game, and in a hurry, trying to get home. It was later, this and that, and came outside and was putting a couple groceries in the car. Do not think I go to the grocery store for my family. Let me get that out of the way right now. I went to get a couple donuts, a couple bags of chips, things for pretty much me, to be honest. And as I was putting the groceries in the car, I saw a man walk up to another couple and instantly knew he was asking for money or asking for help. I mean, it was extremely obvious. And I had one AirPod in, and I was in a rush, and I wasn't in the mood, and these things, you know, all this stuff was going on. I got a million excuses. So what did I do as God's man of power for the hour? What did I do as the man that seen God do amazing things? I put my other AirPod in because I was hoping the man wouldn't bother me. And I put the AirPod in, and in a good 30 seconds, Lord speaking to me like, don't you do that. So I instantly take the AirPods out, and I go look for the man, and I can't find him anywhere. And it breaks my heart. And God, and Not that God was condemning me, but God was showing me that I missed the opportunity because instead of having peace and instead of having everything settled in my mind, and instead of having joy of the Lord, instead of doing the things that I love to talk about, I had allowed busyness and I had allowed a little bit of anxiety of hurry up, to get in the way of being a blessing to somebody else. And God didn't condemn me for it. And instantly I talked to God, and yes, thank God he gives me forgiveness. But what it showed me is because I wasn't rejoicing in the Lord, because I wasn't at perfect peace, because I wasn't in a place ready to help or at least listen. Maybe the man was just asking for a word. Maybe the man was asking for prayer. Maybe the man didn't want money. He just needed somebody to jump off his car. Maybe the man was just coming up to tell the other people they had dropped a box of cereal as they were putting their groceries in their car. But I assumed the worst. I assumed that he just wanted. And I'll never know what the man wanted, and I'll never know how I could have helped. But I do know that I serve a God that was right there to forgive me. He was right there to listen to me, even though I wasn't willing to listen to the man that came up to the other people. You see, brothers and sisters, I want you to know, just because we fail, just because we fall short, just because we mess up, does not mean that God is not there to hear you. It doesn't mean that God's not right there to love you and to help you up out of the ashes again. God wants you and me to be at perfect peace. He wants us to guard our hearts, not just to benefit you and me. You see, God wants us in a position of peace so that when the opportunities come for his people that need help, he wants us to be there and be able to reach out and help. He wants you and me at perfect peace so our coworkers can see us and say, I don't know what's different about Sister Alex, but she's got a glow about her. I don't know how Coach Pardee can have joy when all hell's breaking loose around him, but whatever he has on the inside of him, that's what I want to have. You see, when I see my brother Stacelyn get on the stage and worship and praise the Lord under the anointing of God, that makes me want to have what he has on the inside of him. You see, when Paul's telling us to rejoice, and again I say rejoice, it's not just for you and me. The Bible says in verse 5, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the recipe to have peace. This is the recipe to have thankfulness. When life comes our way, when obstacles face us, the Bible is extremely clear. He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to be peaceful among all men. And he wants us to show thanksgiving to God. And the Bible says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts through Christ Jesus. I used to think the Bible, when it said guard our hearts, that was simply a defensive position. If we want to protect our hearts against the enemy. But last night as I watched this little girl, and God took me back to that little girl, and the way that she was playing defense, the way she was guarding her opponent, I've now realized that the reason God wants us to guard our hearts is because he wants us to be able to go on the offensive. You see, if my heart is guarded, if my heart is protected, then when that man comes up and needs a word or needs financial assistance or whatever it is, then I'm ready to pounce. I'm ready to go on the offense for our Lord and Savior. You see, that little girl, as she was guarding her opponent, wasn't doing it just so the little girl didn't score. She was guarding in such a way that she was looking for an opportunity to go the other way. She was looking for an opportunity to score. And brothers and sisters, I want you to know today that God wants you and me in that position. If we get a bad report from the doctor, he wants our hearts to be on guard so that we can speak a word of healing. He wants you and me to have our hearts on God so that we can anoint our family members and pray the prayer of faith so that they can be healed and delivered. God wants you and me with hearts that are guarded, not just to be on the defensive, but to look for opportunities to expand his kingdom. I missed it last night. I mean, I'm telling you. And it hurts my heart even today, but I blew it. I mean, I can't believe I put that other AirPod in my ear. I mean, it hurt my feelings so bad. I came home. This is the first time Alex has even heard about it. Because I was wrestling with it so, so much. Because there's absolutely nothing I can do to fix it. But what I can do is I did ask for forgiveness. And now, next opportunity, I want my heart to be guarded. And that's what God wants you to know. I know all of us have messed up because we got bad news or a family member did. I know all of us have been anxious or worried, or maybe we are right now. Because I'm telling you, the world's coming at us a thousand miles an hour. Sometimes it seems like things never meet up or match up. Sometimes it seems like work's more trouble than it is benefits. Sometimes it seems like, will I ever get good news? But I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, in closing, that I've seen people go through immortal hell. I've seen people go through adversity after adversity after adversity and look me dead in the eyes and say, God is good. I've seen people in prison for 10 plus years and look at me in the eye and tell me that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And it's not just a saying, it's what's on the inside of them. I want you to know that it's okay, you blew it. I blew it last night. I didn't want to listen, yet I serve a God that listens to me night and day, every single day of my life. And he's not beating me up about it. I feel absolutely no condemnation over it. I do feel disappointed. I feel like I let that guy down. But I know next time I'll try to do better. I know next time if my heart is guarded, then I'll be looking for an opportunity to bless. Can you hear that in the spirit today? Can you hear when your heart is at such a perfect peace and rest that you're looking for opportunities to help somebody? You're looking for opportunities to speak a positive word. You're looking for an opportunity to help somebody enter into worship or enter into praise. You're looking for an opportunity to call upon the name of God because your heart is at perfect peace. You may say, Brother Alan, that's easier said than done. Absolutely. But our holy word from God tells us to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. And if you don't feel like rejoicing, that's okay. Rejoice anyhow. And I promise you the spirit of thankfulness will come upon you so fast. And I promise you the times that I don't feel like rejoicing, or I don't feel like worshiping, or I don't feel like praising, then I have a brother in the spirit that'll simply sing me happy. I told Stason, one of the praise and worship leaders, I told him the other day, I said, Stason, you sang me happy. Because I didn't feel like worshiping, and I didn't feel like doing the things that I love to do a couple Sundays ago. But that man sang me. His heart was so guarded at that moment that he worshiped God, and his worship affected me. His praise affected me. Today, I want you to know that your worship and your praise and the way that you live before all men, it affects those around you. I want you to know that if your heart is guarded, then look for opportunities. Let's be like that little girl that not only guards our opponent and stands our ground, but we look to the perfect time, the perfect moment to go the other way, to extend the kingdom for God. I promise you, if you will heed this word, if I will heed this word and extend the kingdom, give somebody a good word, help somebody out, whatever the act of kindness may be, I promise you that's where you find fulfillment. You don't find fulfillment in money or things or whatever it is. It's when you do what the kingdom of God is asking out of each one of us. And when you miss it, go back to God and rejoice. Because next time, things will be different. I know next time that situation in my life happens, I'm going to take the other AirPod out and I'm going to listen. I'm not going to be so quick to judge. I'm not going to be so quick to assume. I'm going to try to extend the kingdom. And I want you to know that you are so important in the kingdom of God. You having your heart guarded by the word of God, by the peace of God, by the love of God. You not having anxiety in your life is the will of God. You not having tribulation every day of your life is the will of God. I want you to know he's good. He wants you to know he's good. He's better than we've ever thought he was. He's better than we ever gave him credit for. He is a good, good father. I want to encourage everybody, if you have a moment, to maybe listen to that song, Good, Good Father. It just talks about the goodness of God. Because if we can know how good he is, then we can be guarded with perfect peace. Let's pray. Yahweh, I thank you today. God, I know that we've talked about it. And I know I missed it last night, but God, I pray and I thank you beforehand for another opportunity to help whatever the help is, God. I thank you for another chance. I thank you for many, many chances. And I pray for my brothers and sisters, God, that anxiety would be released from their lives. I pray that you will show them their guarding their hearts is not only a defensive stance, it's an opportunity to extend the kingdom. It's an opportunity for you to get glory, for you to get praise. God, I pray today in the name of Jesus that you will show the will for their lives is to have perfect peace and perfect rest. And God, the ones that are thinking, Alan, you don't know what I'm going through. God, I pray for a double anointing. I pray for a peace that surpasses all understanding to come upon them even now while they hear this prayer. And Yahweh, I thank you for everything that you've done for us. I thank you for your mercy and grace. I thank you, Lord God, that we can have this peace that you talk about. And by faith, we consider these things done. We believe you, Yahweh. In Jesus' name, amen.